Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take your source material, your research, your notes, your articles, and we distill it all down into pure, actionable insight. And today, we're tackling a topic that, well, it's a foundational element of modern business.
It really is. And it's one that often feels a little mundane, right? Especially next to the flash of social media trends or, you know, AI.
Right. And yet, year after year, it remains the undisputed champion of marketing ROI.
We're talking about email. It's absolutely true. You look at the data, and despite all the noise from paid ads, massive investments in platforms like TikTok, email marketing just consistently delivers.
But there's a huge asterisk on that claim, and it's really the central thesis across all the sources you shared with us.
Mm-hmm.
The fantastic profitability. It only holds true when the very foundation of your effort, your email list, is rigorously clean, accurate, and verified.
Exactly. Because the biggest misconception we see, and I think we've all been guilty of it, is this idea that a bigger list means better results.
Just chase the number.
Yeah, chase the number. You think, if I have 100,000 contacts, I'm guaranteed a fortune.
And what the source material just confronts us with right away is the hard truth. A large list filled with bad data, you know, invalid, outdated, irrelevant emails, is actually hurting your performance.
It's actively damaging it. It's the difference between investing your money and just gambling with it.
So the damage is systemic.
Mm-hmm.
When you send to a poorly verified list, you're eroding every single key factor that ROI depends on.
Everything. Your deliverability, your engagement, your targeting.
Conversion rates, your long-term list health, and the big one, your domain reputation.
That's the one. A single campaign peppered with bad addresses can trigger spam warnings that will impact your inbox placement for months.
So for you, the learner, our mission today is to cut through that noise. We're going to unpack exactly how list verification moves you from hoping your emails land to, well, knowing they land.
Turning every outreach attempt into a calculated investment, not just a shot in the dark.
Okay, so let's start with the practical definition. We throw this word verified around, but what does that actually mean for a business list? I mean, it sounds simple, but the sources imply it's way more rigorous.
Oh, it's fascinating just how complex it is behind the scenes. A truly verified business list isn't just a collection of contacts. It's a refined, highly validated database.
So it's gone through some serious processing.
Strict multi-layered processes to ensure that when you hit send, you are hitting a real active human inbox that is actually expecting mail.
And this is where, you know, you, the listener, can get some really concrete knowledge, because the sources detail this surprisingly complex 7-layer validation process. This isn't just about checking for an ad symbol.
Not even close. I mean, that's just layer one, syntax validation. That catches the obvious typos and bad formatting.
Right.
But immediately after that, you move into confirming the digital infrastructure. So layer two is domain verification, making sure that domain name actually exists and is set up to accept mail.
That makes sense. You need to know the address isn't just going into the void.
Precisely. And layer three, the MX record check, confirms the specific mail server for that domain is active and ready. If any of those three steps fail, that email is useless.
And you've already saved yourself a potential hard bounce.
Exactly. So those first three check the infrastructure.
But what's the real test? The one that tells you if a person is still actually sitting behind that inbox?
That's the crucial fourth step, the SMTP ping. Now, SMTP is the protocol used to send mail. And a ping basically simulates the sending process.
Oh, okay.
It initiates a connection to confirm the mailbox is real and active, but without actually sending a message. This step alone is probably the single biggest guard against those costly hard bounces.
That's brilliant. It's like knocking on the door before you mail the letter. If no one's home, you don't waste the postage.
And that leads right into the critical safety layer, which is spam trap detection.
Okay, I've heard of these. They're scary.
They are. These are addresses deliberately deployed by ISPs just to identify and flag senders who use low quality or purchased lists.
So if you hit one.
Hitting a spam trap doesn't just result in a bounce. It can instantly cripple your sender score, and that means all your future emails might just go straight to the spam folder.
I can see how that one layer alone would justify the cost of verification. It's basically insurance against being blacklisted.
Absolutely. And for B2B marketers, these last two layers are strategic gold. So layer six is role count filtering.
So getting rid of the generic addresses.
Right. Screening out info at Keena, sales at Keena, support at Keena. While they're real addresses, they rarely convert because there's no single decision maker there.
You want a name, not a department.
Correct. And finally, layer seven, disposable email removal. This weeds out all those temporary one-time-use emails people create just to download something for free.
Zero lifetime value.
Zero. And we should quickly mention that this goes beyond just the email address. The best lists include other verified data points: name, company, job title, industry.
Even things like employee size and, most importantly, intent-based information. That's where real strategy begins.
And just to wrap this part up, compliance has to be part of the package. Reputable providers make sure their lists are compliant with laws like CAN spam, GDPR, all the big ones. That legal safeguard is a huge, often hidden ROI benefit.
Okay, so we've defined quality. Now let's unpack how this list quality translates directly into bottom line profit. And it's not just a linear improvement, right? We're looking at a compounding effect.
A snowball effect, yeah. One improvement leads directly to another.
So where does it start?
The first, and you could argue the most crucial benefit, is the immediate and massive boost in higher deliverability and reputation.
It's everything. If your message doesn't even reach the inbox, nothing else you do matters.
The best subject line in the world is worthless.
And the reverse is also true. Sending to a dirty list, that creates those immediate negative signals we talked about.
Hard bounces, soft bounces, spam flags. Your sender score just plummets. It takes so long to build a good reputation, and you can ruin it in seconds.
So what's the ROI impact there?
It's stark. Verified lists are reported to reduce bounce rates by up to 90%.
90%.
Think about that. 9 out of 10 emails you were wasting before are now confirmed to be reaching the network. That protected reputation ensures a much, much higher percentage of your audience is actually seeing your campaigns.
So visibility is step one. Step two is getting them to actually engage with it. How does a verified list help make sure the people who get the email are the right people?
Well, engagement just tanks with unverified lists because you're sending to ghosts. You know, outdated contacts, people who've changed jobs, inactive users.
Right.
A verified list ensures your audience is not only real, but also relevant and active. They fit the profile you're trying to reach. And that directly boosts your open rates, your click-through rates, and even your reply rates.
And this is that magic ROI multiplier we mentioned, isn't it? These improvements don't just add up. They stack on top of each other.
Absolutely. Better deliverability plus better engagement means more eyes see the content and more of the right eyes are clicking the call to action.
So it's a compounding effect.
It is. And that stacking leads to reported results of 2 to 4 times higher conversion rates for verified campaigns. And that's without increasing your spending. You're just focusing your existing effort.
And speaking of spending, the third major benefit is just straightforward budget efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
I think we forget the practical costs sometimes. Your email service provider, your ESP, they charge you based on contact volume.
So every single invalid email, that role account, that spam trap, that address that's been dead for 5 years, is sitting in your database, costing you money every single month.
Just to hold on to it.
And then it costs you money every time you try to send to it.
So if you have, say, 10,000 bad emails on your list, you're directly paying storage fees and campaign fees for contacts who will never convert.
And who are also damaging your reputation in the process. Verified lists remove that dead weight, which immediately reduces your monthly ESP fees. It stretches your marketing budget so much further.
Okay, so we've covered saving money, protecting your reputation. Let's move into the strategic benefits. Clean data enables something that's just, it's absolutely crucial for high-value B2B marketing. Superior segmentation and personalization.
This is where list quality really becomes a competitive advantage. I mean, segmentation is key to ROI, but it's worthless if the data you're segmenting on industry, job title, company size is wrong or stale.
It's the difference between targeting a CEO and accidentally emailing the intern who used a fake address to get a discount code 4 years ago.
Precisely. Because verified lists include that fresh, deep data job title, buying intent, lead score, you can segment with almost surgical precision. You can tailor your content to the exact pain points of a specific industry.
The sources gave a great contrast here. You move away from that generic blast.
Hi there, buy our product email.
Yeah, that one. And instead, you send a highly relevant contextual message, something like, hey, Sarah, I noticed your company is expanding its sales team into the APAC region. Here's something that could help.
And that personalized message gets a response because it's relevant, it's timely, and it shows you did your homework. The generic one gets ignored or, worse, flagged as spam. That level of personalization only works if you can trust the data.
And if you can't trust the data for personalization, you definitely can't trust it for measuring success. Which brings us to benefit number 5, accurate analytics and better decision making.
This is a huge strategic pitfall. If 20 to 40% of your list is invalid, which is common, your analytics are basically fiction.
So you've got fake open rates, wildly inflated bounce rates.
Misleading A/B test results. You think you found a killer subject line because your open rate jumped, but in reality, you just successfully avoided fewer spam filters that month. The true conversion rate among active users hasn't changed at all.
So you're making crucial business decisions based on noise instead of reality.
Exactly. You're deciding where to put your budget based on flawed data. Verified lists provide a clean data foundation so your reports reflect what's actually happening, letting you reliably scale the campaigns that really work.
Better insights, better decisions, better long-term ROI, which I guess feeds right into the sixth benefit. Stronger long-term revenue growth.
It does. Email isn't a one-and-done channel. It's a relationship builder. It's designed to maximize customer lifetime value, or LTV, by nurturing leads and customers over time.
And dirty data just disrupts that relationship.
It does. But clean data compounds. Your deliverability stays high, your sender score stays strong, and your engagement builds trust. That stability translates directly into sustainable, growing profits month after month.
Okay, so if the benefits are this clear, I mean, 90% fewer bounces, 2x conversion rates, better strategic insights. Why is this still a conversation? What are the common excuses the source material points to for why businesses still fail to verify?
The first one is the cost myth. People assume verification is some expensive line item, but in reality, it can cost just cents per email.
Which you compare to the thousands you lose through wasted ESP fees and lost conversions.
It's a no-brainer. It's preventative maintenance that pays for itself almost immediately.
Okay, what's the second myth?
The assumption of purity. I hear this a lot. My list is fine. I collected it myself through an opt-in form. But even the best forms get typos, people entering old secondary emails, or even just fake signups.
Right. But the most critical piece of this is the decay rate. This number was staggering.
It's astonishing. Business emails decay at a rate of 22 to 30% every single year.
A quarter of your list.
A quarter of your data will be dead within 12 months. People change jobs, companies merge, domains shut down. You have to maintain it.
You can't just set it and forget it. It's a perishable asset. So what's the expert consensus on frequency? How often should you be verifying?
The recommendation is pretty clear. It needs to be consistent. Most experts say verify your core list every 2 to 6 months. Definitely before any major campaign launch, anytime you import new data, and immediately if you see a sharp drop in engagement.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, let's pivot to a big strategic question, especially for B2B, the build versus buy dichotomy. Should you put all your resources into organically building your own list, or is there a place for purchasing a verified list?
The sources all conclude that the absolute best ROI comes from using both methods together.
As part of a structured strategy?
Yes, because they serve different complementary purposes.
Okay, so lay out the pros and cons for us. Let's start with building your own list.
Building, you know, through opt-ins and valuable content, that whole process creates higher trust and stronger relationships. Over the long term, it has a lower cost per acquisition. It's essential for nurturing warm leads.
The downside being it's slow.
It's very slow to scale, and it requires constant content creation.
And that's where the purchase list can fill the gap.
Exactly. Buying a rigorously verified list gives you instant access to thousands of perfectly targeted contacts. It's ideal for B2B lead gen, outbound sales, immediate scaling.
But the caveat is huge.
A huge caveat. You must use a reputable, compliance-first provider, and your outreach still has to be highly personalized. You can't just blast a purchase list.
So the quality of that provider is paramount. If someone is looking to vet a provider, what are the non-negotiable must-haves?
You need to focus on their technology and transparency. Look for a provider that offers real-time verification, not lists that are just updated quarterly.
And look for a hybrid AI plus human validation. That seems important for catching nuance.
It is. They also must show compliance-first sourcing, especially around how they identify and remove spam traps and those hard bounces.
And finally, you have to look at their guarantee. That's the real measure of their confidence in the data, right?
Absolutely. The source material suggests anything below a 95% deliverability guarantee is a serious red flag. High-quality providers will stand behind their numbers.
So the bottom line, and this was reiterated across every single piece of research we looked at, is just crystal clear. Clean data equals high ROI.
There is no shortcut.
No.
It is the non-negotiable foundation. You can have the most brilliant, perfectly crafted email, but it just doesn't matter if the contact is inactive, unreal, or disinterested. Verification is how you protect your domain and guarantee that deliverability.
And it's how you achieve those realistic improvements, like 20 to 40% higher open rates and up to 90% fewer spam complaints.
It transforms email marketing from guesswork into a predictable revenue channel.
It's the ultimate insurance policy. If you're not verifying, you're not optimizing, you're just guessing.
And that leads to a much broader and I think a provocative thought for you, the learner, as you reflect on this deep dive.
Everyone.
If even the simplest, most profitable marketing channel we have, email, requires this level of hypervigilance with its data hygiene just to ensure ROI and accurate reporting.
Okay.
How much of your overall business intelligence, you know, your CRM health, your sales forecasts, your customer segmentation and other departments, how much of that is currently based on that underlying noise rather than reality?
That hidden instability within your data infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's the next area you need to explore and verify in your own systems.